Catherine smiled at me.
Don't you smile at him with your arm around me.
You're unreasonable, Fergie.
I know it, Ferguson sobbed. You mustn't mind me, either of you. I'm so upset. I'm not reasonable. I know it. I want you both to be happy.
We're happy, Catherine said. You're a sweet Fergie. Ferguson cried again.
I don't want you happy the way you are. Why don't you get married? You haven't got another wife, have you?
No, I said. Catherine laughed.
It's nothing to laugh about, Ferguson said. Plenty of them have other wives.
We'll be married, Fergie, Catherine said, if it will please you.
Not to please me. You should want to be married.
We've been very busy.
Yes, I know, busy making babies.
I thought she was going to cry again, but she went into bitterness instead.
I suppose you'll go off with him now tonight.
Yes, said Catherine, if he wants me.
What about me?
Are you afraid to stay here alone?
Yes, I am.
Then I'll stay with you.
No, go on with him. Go with him right away. I'm sick of seeing both of you.
We'd better finish dinner.
No, go right away.
Fergie, be reasonable.
I say get out right away. Go away, both of you.
Let's go, then, I said. I was sick of Fergie.
You do want to go. You see you want to leave me even to eat dinner alone. I've always wanted to go to the Italian lakes, and this is how it is. Oh, oh,
she sobbed, then looked at Catherine and choked.
We'll stay till after dinner, Catherine said, and I'll not leave you alone if you want me to stay. I won't leave you alone, Fergie.
No, no, I want you to go. I want you to go.
She wiped her eyes.
I'm so unreasonable. Please don't mind me.
The girl who served the meal had been upset by all the crying. Now, as she brought in the next course, she seemed relieved that things were better.